Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How's it down there? Oh, hanging in. Just hanging on and hanging in. Well, it's one of those things, right? let me see here. I wanted to bring up a couple of things to talk about to lay the groundwork more or less for those dreams you had that we discussed on Wednesday. So I want to kind of set up something here, and because I think it'll all relate. This comes from Gordon Michael Scalia. Now, this was some time ago that he said this. We, the scientific community, know that Earth changes are coming, but the consensus is that we can do nothing without upsetting the current delicate balance of the global economy. If we were to announce what we know publicly and admit that we don't know what to do, it would set off a worldwide panic that could be worse than keeping quiet and letting events simply unfold. And besides, there's always a chance that we and you are wrong. Maybe nothing will happen after all. So that's kind of an interesting remark. And here's another one. The fact that all government employees, especially those at NASA, are under strict gag orders not to tell the public of impending disaster to prevent public panic. And that's from James McKinney, who was a scientist. And here's another quote from McKinney. We are now looking into the future, no date given, at the possibility that another large object will arrive in our solar system, and we already know that many world governments have already taken major steps to prepare complex cave cities to protect a few elite people. They have stocked these with an eventual stay of 50 to 100 years, complete with food, medical supplies, and all other human requirements. They have kept this secret and are essentially leaving the public to fend for themselves. Most will die in these caves. However, that's kind of an interesting verse there as well. I want to read from the bots about unknown energies from space. And what he's probably talking about are these cosmic waves or waves of cosmic energies that have been passing through the solar system, and several of, I don't know, over five of them have hit the Earth already and have been recorded. So we know it's true. These are the precursor waves coming out from the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And that brings us into the zodiac, which we'll get into a little bit. Actually, there's a lot to it, so I can't, you know, get into it much. But anyway, this set, one of the original sets prompting the creation of this unknown energies or entities, is terminating sets from the Terra entity that are in their turn cross-linked back to global population, where the links end in sets going to broken, interrupted sleep, mental states under duress, mental state slightly but noticeably unbalanced and not centered, and others of a similar nature. The narrative coming from the detailed layers of all three areas would have mainstream media prostitutes of the whore media, is what he calls it, having discussions about global sleep patterns, interruptions, and other mental effects being reported globally. Well, that's actually taking place, been taking place for some time, actually. People are behaving bizarrely. Anyway, he goes into this a little more. Many people the world over are having more and more sleep problems, along with many reports of bizarre human behavior, of people losing it or snapping. You see it on TV news. It's a changing magnetic environment. He talks about these unknown energies from space. He talks about magnetic anomalies that develop, magnetic tornadoes that can occur, and weird stuff going on. And in my comments, this is from a paper that I did a long, long time ago. It is my personal belief that changing magnetic environments and frequency changes or resonance changes are the cause of most of this. At the same time all of this is going on, lawlessness is breaking out over the world, especially in the United States. In spite of government denials that anything is happening, one must admit that their actions are speaking far louder than any words. Why else would they be preparing huge underground facilities as part of their Alternative 3 report? And then we have the Norway seed vault and moving of major government operations away from the coastal regions, along with even major libraries beginning to move to safe areas. Something is happening, and the governments are not telling us what it is. So the real question is simple. Why a global seed vault? Why do the governments of the, or what do the governments of the world know that the general population of the world does not? Why is it set in Norway? Could it be that they know that a literal crustal polar shift is coming, and that Norway will be in a different latitude than it is now? You don't spend millions of dollars on such projects unless you have a very valid reason for it. Then, let me quote from this, the new solar energy patterns will also impact all forms of food gathering on the planet, including fishing and other non-cultivated food sources. And here again, this is, I believe, from the manuscripts of the Colburn Bible. Then will the heavens tremble, the earth will move, and men will quake in fear, and while terror walks among them, the heralds of doom will appear. They will come softly as thieves to the tombs. Men will not know them for what they are. Men will be deceived that the hour of the destroyer is at hand. And then I want to read from Luke 21. And there shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking upon those things that are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. All of this is part, I believe, of what Larry's dream talks about. It's a warning, I believe, as well as a message to Larry that he's exempt. And I don't have time to get into why that's true, but I wrote a blog the other day. Can't think of the title of it now, but I think it's Salvation 101. You might want to go and read that on my Lightgate blogger as to why there are exempt people, who is exempt and who is not. The approaching destroyer And cosmic waves, this is an equation that I developed, equals escalation in solar changes, equals earth changes, equals mega disasters, equals crop failures and famine, equals financial losses, insurance failures, and mortgage failures, equals economic collapse, equals wars, social chaos, and the implosion of our modern civilization. Larry, got anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, I had two thoughts kind of when you was sharing all of that data. And one is that, you know, these gravity waves that have been coming through, not only are we aware of those, because the fact that we've now developed instruments that actually see them coming and measure them as they go through, and they've already claimed that they have found out that the gravity waves are multidimensional. And, of course, there's a big question mark there because people would say, well, what does that mean? Well, what's interesting is, Eliyahu Rips, that was the first Torah code expert, the one out of Russia that was on fire. In other words, he set himself on fire to get out of Russia and came to Israel. And I had the honor to email back and forth and share, and he shared with me that he said the Torah codes are all multidimensional. And I got to thinking, a gravity wave is, you know, it has weight and it has energy and frequency. So isn't it odd that could possibly a gravity wave be used to carry sound such as the spoken Torah or the spoken Bible or any of that into another dimension? And this takes us into a level we've never even imagined or thought of before, and I won't really go on and on about it, but it really does. And I was also thinking, as you were sharing that, and especially the Colburn, what you were sharing there, it brought back to my memory the white buffalo vision that I experienced. And I hadn't thought of that in a long time, but, you know, we may be almost be there.
Yeah, do you want to expand on that vision? Because I know you talked to Red Elk about it.
Yeah, I did, and Augusto today, and I'll share in a minute, when you're ready, about the five dreams I had and what Augusto said. But it also brought back to memory what the white buffalo vision that I had that I was shown a certain level. The buffalo was standing a certain level, and it shared a vision of a partial pole shift. And that partial pole shift, I was led to know, was actually only the warning. That was one before a greater pole shift. And so anyway, I've got to share back and forth with Red Elk about that. And, he claimed that, well, there was a time frame involved. And I'll get into the time frame in a minute with Augusto, because he brought up some really interesting fact about the five dreams when you're ready. But basically, it could be that all of these things are about ready to begin to occur, like dominoes.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a lot of prophecies. And, you know, you get these all, there's Lord and all that, and I just kind of file them away to see if the Lord actually did say it or not. But on several of them, there was this concept of in the very immediate future, things were coming, and a fiery event was the kickoff of that. So let's get into your dream. The bugs with the scorpion stingers, you had five dreams, and what's interesting is there are 5 months about in the zodiac. Now, they begin on July 21st, and they end on December 21st. Now, you may remember that this guy, he's really a brilliant fellow. I did some research on him. I don't remember his name now, but remember we reported some time ago, maybe a month ago, that he had claimed that the December 21st, 2012 date wasn't really true on our calendars, that the 2012 December 21st, 2012 was actually June 21st, 2020. So you would have then a month, exactly a month warning, that would begin on July 21st and ends on December 21st on our calendar. And it goes into the zodiac. But why don't you tell people again what the dream was and what they look like and all of that, and then you can get into what Augusto had to say about it, because that's kind of interesting to me.
Well, it's very interesting, and basically it was July the 8th, the morning of July the 8th, when I was awakened with these dreams. I had one, and I woke up, and then I had another, and I had another, and they were all the same thing. And I was dealing with creatures that had stingers. I mean, really, really big stingers. The stinger was large, you know, with the size, you know, along with the size of the creature itself. And what was interesting in the dreams was the creature, it didn't seem to be fully formed yet. And when the dream started in dream one, but the head of this thing that had the stinger kind of resembled a snake a little bit. But then, as the dreams progressed, these things with the stinger developed a head that looked more like a katydid or a locust or possibly a praying mantis, you know, that type of a head, a shape like that. It's very hard to describe, but as I was having these one after the other, you know, in rapid succession, after I had the third dream of the same thing dealing with these stinger, you know, deals, and actually I put two of these, I picked up two of these creatures with the very versatile, and I'll put it that way, very versatile stingers, because the stinger was unique. It could move left or right or up or down. I mean, any way you held it, it could sting you, or anything. It could just sting you so easily with those things, and it was popping me, my hands. I noticed my hands were, I didn't have gloves on. I was doing this with my own hands, holding these creatures, and I put two of them in an old-timey glass mason jar like you used to can with, and I screwed the lid down on them, and I had two of them contained in that jar, and of course there were others. Well, about the third dream, that woke me up from the third dream, because sometimes I've had dreams and I wake up later on in the morning, I can't remember what I dreamed. After the third dream, I stumbled in, and I did stumble into my little office area there where I write the newsletters and stuff, and I wrote on a piece of paper. I just grabbed a piece of paper and a pen, and I wrote bugs and stingers. That's all I wrote so I wouldn't forget. And then I went back to sleep and had the fourth dream. And then I had the fifth, you know, I woke up, and then I had the fifth dream, and it was five separate dreams all in the very same morning, and that was July the 8th. And ironically, you know, I shared just a smidgen of this on the last program, and somebody, a listener of yours, and I really appreciate this, the listener's name is Snowflake, but here, I want to read real quick what Snowflake sent me. It's really interesting. He said, Larry's five dreams. Five is the number of grace. And, of course, I'd shared that on previously. He said, Revelation 9 says that the fifth angel had key to the bottomless pit and describes locust. Verse 10 talks about the stings. And he said they do it for 5 months. So here we are. You know, I've had five dreams of the same dream, the same experience, the same creature, the same stingers, and all of this in a row, and so that five really stuck out. Of course, I like number five because I've always been popular about the grace period of it, but here we have the fifth angel and the stings, and they do it for 5 months, and it's 555. Well, And thank you, Snowflake, if you're listening, for sending that to me. That really assisted me. And then I related this morning on Augusto Perez's End Times News Report, and he said, wow, he really took that seriously and said that he felt like that was actually an alert from heaven, a heavenly alert to God's people to prepare for the next 5 months that are coming up, which actually will end this year, basically 2020. And he said he thought that the number five, because it was five dreams, and he explained there that he said he knows of people that have had two dreams of the same thing in a row. And that he said that's extremely important. It's almost like verily, verily, you know, mm-hmm. or, you know, something like that in the scriptures. But he said, and he himself has had three dreams of the same thing in a row, but he says never, ever has he ever heard of anybody having five dreams of the same dream in a row like that in one night. He said that's phenomenal, and he really sticks to the fact. He said that five, is very important because he said that's what come up, and that's the number of dreams. And he said he believes the five may represent a five-month time frame coming up. That's a quote from him, by the way. And he asked when I had the dream, and July the 8th, and he said, you know, basically that would be a time frame between then and in December before we ended this year. And he said he thought that was a heavenly alert for God's people to really prepare for these next 5 months, that there were going to really be troubles. And he did also comment that the creatures in the dream that I put in, you know, the jar or handle, he said all those creatures with the stingers, he said they could represent spiritual or natural stings, if you will, or both. And so anyway, I wanted to share that because that seems to kind of dovetail, Stuart, in what you read earlier and commented on about the time frame. I believe you said from the Zodiac individual that
yes.
This all seems to be fitting together.
Yep. If you go to the Zodiac, it starts with Leo in July. Then you go to Virgo, and it's kind of descriptive of the scorpions or bugs or whatever you want to call them. Then it moves to Libra, which is September, October. Then it goes into Scorpio. There's your stingers, scorpion-like creatures. And then it moves into Sagittarius. Now, Dr. LaViolette, who's really done tons of research on the ancient zodiacs, claims that the Scorpio-Sagittarius are aiming at galactic center. It's a warning that something is coming from galactic center. Now, I had written a report a long time ago, and it's called Earth Whispers, Special Report, Cosmic Forces and Earth Changes. I never finished it. I only wrote part of it. But basically in there, we were talking about how these the Milky Way, we already have pictures of huge explosions occurring in the Milky Way core. And that means the light has already reached us. We've had the measurement of these cosmic gravitational waves, cosmic waves basically coming through. Remember the prophet from Bulgaria, I think he came from, and he said that one of these waves causes a vanishing. Well, if a gravity cosmic wave were to come through, they are a little bit different, but let's say two of them merged and it distorts time and space, maybe these people that are removed is actually the rapture of the church. And you may remember that Cliff High and the Bots even talked about a vanishing and a removal. So something is definitely coming. So it would begin July 21st. This is what's the interesting part. 5 months ending in December 21st. And then if you go down, so this is really a warning for July through December, according to the Zodiac, descriptions of Revelation 9. Now, I don't know if it's the actual Revelation 9 and we're much further along than we realize in the book of Revelation, or whether it's going to be kind of like an event foretelling. Remember, 9/11 was kind of a micro of the United States, of what's coming to the entire United States, occurred on 9/11 in 2001. The people got a taste of what's coming, but it's going to be much, much worse. In other words, it's a micro picture of what's coming. And it was a beautiful day, if you may remember, on 9/11, 2001. The ships of the various nations were out into the ocean there. They could see the smoke of her burning. This was a mini picture of what's coming. So keeping that in mind, and remembering the bots, unknown energies from space, sun disease, the stings of bugs, or if you go out into the sun, you can even feel stinging now, if on certain days when the UV rating is way up there. It actually burns and stings your skin. And this is going to increase because of unknown energies from space and solar activity. I don't think we know really how much or how bad this thing is going to get. But anyway, the bots talked about the unknown energies from space. I read about that, sun disease, and some sort of an impact event. Now, I want to read Revelation 9 because this is what Larry, I think, was shown. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen this year. It could. Might be a mini event just to warn humanity. Look, this is what's coming. This is what I'm going to do to you if you don't repent. They're not repenting. Okay, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven into the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. That's an impact event, Larry. Sounds like a comet hit, doesn't it? Or an asteroid. Big asteroid.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me, and that almost could dovetail also into a micro event, and we'll get into it in a few minutes with Barry Rothman's research. But something that I thought of when you was talking about what you were just explaining, Stuart, this is just a thought now, and it's just a thought, and I'm not telling anybody to believe it. But is it possible that literally a cosmic wave, a cosmic gravity wave, could come through, and depending on the frequency of certain individuals on planet Earth, that gravity wave could forward them on into another dimension?
Absolutely. I think that's what the prophet over there in Bulgaria is actually talking about. Now, he's definitely a New Ager because he says the people that are left, in other words, he basically says that the ones who were taken away were defectives. They were Hillary Clinton's, what does she call them, deplorables. They were removed. And the people that were left behind ascended, which is, of course, the direct opposite of what Jesus Christ says. But anyway, verse 2, this event, this asteroid, or whatever it is, comet, hits the earth. He opened the bottomless pit, and there arose smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reasons of smoke of the pit. A huge, this impact event, whatever it is, maybe this is a fiery event that the Lord was talking about that kicks everything off. He said, if this evidently punches a hole, or we could say a huge rift, into an area that erupts like a volcano, with nothing but huge amounts of smoke, and the smoke of the great furnace.
and the sun and the air were darkened. Well, that's particulate. That's dust, volcanic dust in the air. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. So this is a major release of something. Now, folks, you may know that certain environmental conditions that develop, you can have a plague of locusts, you can have a plague of mice, you can have plagues of this and plagues of that. It's almost like they're contained until the environment brings them forth. And this is what this sounds like. It is out of the smoke from underground that these creatures come forth. And it was commanded them, this is the interesting part, that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree. Now, locusts devour everything, so these are not your standard locusts. But only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. Now, this sounds like we are into, at this point, the tribulation. I've always felt that the seal judgments of the Lord are from beginning to end of the Daniel's whole 70th week, if you read it properly. It's not necessarily even sequential when you get into the trumpet and bowl judgments. There are those who think that they overlap. I can't get into all that, but we know what the basic thrust is, and the basic thrust is it's not going to be pleasant on earth at all, and all kinds of earth changes and eruptions are going to occur. But it says they only will go after the men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. Well, it's basically all of humanity. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it. And they shall desire to die, and death shall flee them. And the shapes of the locust were like unto a horse prepared unto battle. And on their heads were heads of crowns like gold. Their faces were as the faces of men. They had hair, the hair of a woman, and teeth of lions. Well, if you break that all down, this is a description of the 5 months of the zodiac. So it dovetails into this thing. And it said they had tails like unto scorpions. And there were stings in their tails. And their power was to hurt men 5 months. And their king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue his name is Apollyon. Isn't that interesting? So, who knows? We could be much further along. I'm getting a lot of information that it goes both ways. Sometimes I wake up and I think, you know, it's going to be upon us in months, and other times it's going to take years to get here. But the Lord knows. We don't. But I would agree with Augusto totally that this is a warning to prepare for something. What do you think, Larry, after listening to chapter 9?
Yeah, that's really telling. And what's interesting is one reason I believe that, you know, you guys are right, that it's a early warning, kind of like, I guess Joel Rosenberg puts out an alert flash, flash alert, stuff like that, that early warnings, you know, for the church. Mm-hmm. But this, the reason I say that is, these creatures, remember when the first dream started, they wasn't fully formed. The head was still, it looked like a little bit like a snake's head, But then it went ahead slowly during the dreams and formed into like a locust or a praying mantis head. It was different. And they were forming and becoming what they were going to be, I suppose. So to me, that sounds like that this is a warning, no doubt about it. But the time frame, I really can't give you. But I wanted to mention one other thing. The oddity is, and the reason I wrote bugs on my, I went in there and wrote bugs and stingers on my piece of paper, was the fact that it kind of reminded me the way these were forming, like those creatures, those bugs, if you will, in the movie Starship Troopers. You remember those?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. And there are people who claim in the program 20 years and back, they go out and they fight these bugs, these huge bugs. So who knows? We don't have any clue, really, of what the Lord can form or the punishments he has. Here's another in verse 9. It says, they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. So who knows what this really, really is, but it's just odd to me that you have the five dreams indicating 5 months. It parallels Scripture and Revelation, the stingers especially, and that brings me to, what's his name, Sudar? Can't think of his name right now. But remember, he said a second wave was coming, and it was going to be horrific, and it was going to sting people. Remember that?
Yeah, that was Sadhu Sudar Salvage, I think is his name. He's Indian.
Yeah, and he elaborated on that, I think, didn't he, a little bit, that this was a kind of a second wave of something. He didn't really elaborate as to what it was, but I remember the sting. He said it would sting and it would hurt terribly. Anyway, speaking about, as we are coming into some of the stuff already, as we're going through the beginning of this in July 21st, asteroid news. Huge fireball shoots across U.S. It was massive. Okay, that's one headline. Here's another one. Fireball explosion over Japan as meteor hits atmosphere at 54,000 kilometers per hour. We're entering, folks, into an area of meteors, asteroids, whatever you want to call them. And we're going to have far, far more of these hits. Let me go back over, Larry, just a little bit, this Doomsday Illuminati calendar. June, protests and riots. And, of course, July 2020 probably goes more. But he says solar flare, CME or a EMP event. They didn't really know. And, of course, we are having, we're right in the middle of it now, a rare planetary event where most of the planets are already on one side of the sun. August 2020, Yellowstone eruption, lots of unrest. Okay, Yellowstone volcano, here's the headline, I just took it off the web. Yellowstone volcano hit by more than 70 earthquakes. Will it erupt? Question mark. Yellowstone has been hit by more than 70 earthquakes in the past 28 days. Is this super volcano about to erupt? September 2020, alien invasion. Possibly to rescue. You know, this is that fake possible blue beam, fake arrival event. October, CV-19 second wave event. Meteor shower events. November, the second wave or the stingers, whatever, arrive and continue. Then in December, major asteroid impact event. What was the first thing that happened in Revelation chapter 9? A star falls from heaven onto the earth, and unto him was given the key to the bottomless pit. So it's either a massive impact event or it's a volcanic event of some type. And, of course, we already have pictures of the destroyer. So, anyway, any more you'd like to say about that, Larry? I got to do more research on it.
Yeah, I could go into Barry Rothman's warning.
If you
Barry Rothman, July the 9th, which was last night, put up a brand-new warning. And he says, warning to China, the QU group. And basically, it's not a Torah code. It's not a new Torah code. It's based on previous Torah codes involving China, COVID-19, you know, Wuhan, that ties in, and you read Biden and all of those connections already. But he says here, and this is what's interesting, Stuart, and this is why I mentioned Barry Rothman is talking about a macro event. And what he's saying, Barry is reporting in this summation, and it's the top one on his website, artcode.com, if you go there. He says there's a comet behind COVID-19. And he says, his message says, Chinese PLA terror, coronavirus weaponized with comet debris and released against the world, especially America, to kill Americans and cause confusion and chaos in the government and destroy America's economy. And he also says that China connected with Craig Ibrahimi, who, remember, has pieces of this comet that actually had entities in it, and he also claims he's an alien or hybrid. And anyway, he says China connected with Craig Ibrahimi, meteorite, to destroy America. So whoever thought, Stuart, that possibly a portion of a meteorite or a macro portion of a meteorite would bring the downfall of America? But we're headed that direction. But what's your opinion on this, the timing, you know, right now in this time frame that he's coming up with this summation?
Well, it's kind of interesting because Patty had a dream, she reported, and she said that she and I were standing on some sort of a bridge, but we were on a wall. And I pointed to the far horizon. You know, sometimes in dreams you can see almost forever. And I pointed out, I said, there's a giant wolf coming. And she's looking, and then she said, oh, I can see it. And it came very fast. And it came up on the bridge where we were and went, and of course, you'd be fearful, you know, that it's coming for you, but it went right by. She said she could even feel the wind of it coming by, which is fascinating. And then it returned, and all it did was sniff at us. Now, the way I interpret that is almost the same as your bug dream. There's something coming. It's coming very, very rapidly. You're exempt because it couldn't sting you, and we were exempt. We were kind of like watchmen on the wall, warning people there's a giant wolf coming. It's the speed of it that I think we need to be paying attention to, because the speed of it would indicate this is much closer than people realize. They're still looking off into the big future, you know, a year, 10 years, or 20 years down the road. It's coming much, much faster than that. It reminds me of Bob Dylan's song, A Slow Train Coming Around the Bend. And really what he's saying is it may look like a freight train isn't moving at all. So you're staring at, you're on the tracks watching it. It doesn't appear to be moving hardly at all, but it's going 200 miles an hour. And before you know it, you either get off the track or you get smashed by it.
Yeah,
and
hey, Stuart.
The same concept. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to mention that's the way it is. I've always heard when, you know, I've always lived in the tornado belt. And they always said, if you see a tornado that's not moving, it's coming right at you. And
yes.
I just went after Patty's dream you related, and you said that come by. She felt the wind. Darnett had a strange dream a few days ago about blackbirds that were causing problems, et cetera, et cetera. But she said there was a sudden wind, and suddenly everything changed. It was real fast. A sudden wind came, and everything changed.
Wow. Well, that's basically, I guess, what you've seen. I mean, and if I recall right, those bugs grew with each dream and got bigger, which would indicate this thing starts kind of slow, but at the end of it, it's a huge event. Is that how you would interpret that?
Yeah, that's kind of how I would interpret it. But it just seems to me, though, the rest of this year is really
yep.
going to be times that God's people need to be buckled down and really, really close to the Lord.
Okay, here's from your website, Hal Turner, World News Alert. Headline, four large explosions just west of Tehran. Now, one of their people in Israel slipped the tongue and said that they were responsible for it all. So what can you give us a briefing on what's going on?
Well, yeah, I'll try to be quick because I know we're going to be running out of time shortly. This all began actually with, you know, there began to be strange explosions and fires inside nuclear facilities and missile silos and stuff inside Iran recently, which were very mysterious. Now, this began after, if you will, remember that Iran moved a huge, massive cyber attack against the infrastructure of Israel. Now, that really didn't make news, but we know about it. We know it happened, and we reported it, you know, on your show. And that was about a month or month and a half or a little longer maybe ago. Suddenly, though, they, you know, began to have these attacks going on inside Iran, which it seemed to be possibly sabotage at first or cyber attack against Iran's infrastructure. But now what's being reported is, let me read you a little. I got a little more than what they're actually posting. Says, because there's also a response going on from Iran. Let's see here. Hal Turner today. Well, let me read. I think I've done read that. I'll read this real quick. Says, former defense minister of Israel, Avigdor Lieberman, and everybody remembers him. He worked for Netanyahu, admits Israel behind blast at Iranian nuclear facility. Iran now moving hundreds of missiles, submarines on the move, too. Large attack on Israel deemed soon. The Iranian government has gone completely silent, dark, and they plan to launch a massive attack on the territory of Israel. Iranian subs are moved to Bandar Abbas back to sea. Intel reports Iran pulling out all the stops for massive military attack against Israel. Iran, knowing both Israel and the U.S. have plans to strike Iran, they know they will have to use everything against Israel they've got. Iran mobilizing everything for the fight. And then we're still having these explosions, and this came out today, Hal Turner. Four large explosions just west of Tehran, Iran. Iranian missile defense units activated, which that tells you, Stuart, these are air attacks. It's not just sabotage.
Yep.
They're being struck by missiles or bombs. A strike on Gardmara, Iran, west of Tehran, an IRGC strategic facility. Iran fires surface-to-air missiles at unknown attackers. Unknown forces have attacked the Aman Hassan Mujaba al-Quds base and strategic sites in western Tehran. The IRGC missile reserve base near Shakrate Quarb under attack, and the Debkafile put a post up real quick in case somebody doesn't believe Hal. Said explosions reported at the IRGC, and that's of course the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Explosions at their missile depots southwest of Tehran, reported by Al Arabiya News. Says mysterious fires and explosions at various Iranian nuclear and missile facilities. So this is becoming widespread. It's not a little deal. Matter of fact, Times of Israel, and I'm trying to hurry, says explosions reported in Tehran, latest in a series of blasts in Iran, power outages near reported Iranian chemical weapons military facility, and also Koenig's International News put up a while ago some photographs that three-fourths of the Natanz, and everybody knows that's a nuclear facility, you know, in Iran, says that their centrifuge assembly buildings are destroyed by recent mysterious explosions, according to nuclear experts being that are reporting this. And Paul Begley actually put out, and I posted on my blog, alert this morning. He said explosions in Iran tonight. So a lot of people are wondering, are we going to wake up to a war here pretty quick? Because Iran, it looks like, is going to hit back.
Well, they're going to have to hit back, or they're going to be destroyed. I notice it also says that they probably attacked their Iranian chemical military depot. So they're taking out all of Iran's nuclear capabilities, and nobody knows who's doing it. And, of course, Israel said, well, yeah, probably we're the ones. But I was wondering, is it possible that we're using our TR-3Bs and cloaking them? So they're not...
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was thinking you was asking me that. I was going to give you an answer. You know, we saw once before in Afghanistan, the TR-3B, we had video of it, that it was attacking a Taliban base. So the capability is there. On the other hand, we've also, the U.S. gave some F-35 stealth fighters to Israel who did a huge interchange of the cyber equipment inside the aircraft and removed it from being just a F-35. It's now F-35 enhanced stealth. And they had, I can't remember, maybe up to 10 of those at least. And these were had the capability of flying out of Kazakhstan or other locations and bombing Iran and returning. So this may be what they've got going on. I did hear that Iran is moving surface-to-air missiles into the region of the stands, if you will, those nations that Israel's possibly using their airports. So this is going to expand rather quickly. This is what's odd, and Lou Dobbs said this today, Stuart. I mentioned it to you today. He said he was asking the Trump administration, he said, why is there a military blackout? He said, we've got two carrier groups almost in confrontation with the Chinese Navy, and you can't get any news. And he said, why a military blackout around the world? Why is that going on?
And the guy never responded. They're so good at that, these politicians. Yeah, they talk about, around it, but they never answer the question. Well, of course, Trump did say, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, or when I'm going to do it. So I guess we're watching that take place. It's just kind of interesting because everybody's got to be blaming everybody else for this, but this reminds me of this blitzerig, if you want to, a blitzkrieg, I guess is the way that you pronounce it. Of Iran all of a sudden goes berserk and hits northeast, south, and west. And, of course, we respond and virtually discombobulate Iran. So is this the beginning of Daniel 8? And Isaiah 17 comes to mind because if Iran goes after all the nations around Iran, like Syria and Turkey, probably they all come in together if there's a coordinated attack to get rid of Israel. I mean, she's surrounded by people that hate her, and only by a miraculous recovery, that's Isaiah 17 and Ezekiel 38 and 39. But this does not sound good, but we've been here before. Except we're getting a lot more information that the rest of 2020 is not going to be necessarily very good for the entire planet, let alone America. And here's a headline here. Pentagon AI, Artificial Intelligence Center, shifts their focus to joint warfighting operations. That seems to mean war. Is that the way you'd interpret it?
Well, I would kind of interpret that, Stuart, as that might be war everywhere.
Yes. Like your friend where he said war broke out. I think it's the Armageddon script. Now we have more fear-mongering, mysterious pneumonia, much more deadly than the coronavirus, is sweeping across Asia. That's kind of an interesting headline. Here's another one. See if I can find it. Oh, SCOTUS cancels part of the Oklahoma rally, decides it's still... That's the Supreme Court. That's not the one I'm looking for. Only a multinational effort can meet this unprecedented threat. He's talking about COVID. Say the authors who led U.S. troops and international coalitions in the Middle East and Asia. Now, this is written by a Joseph Votel, former commander U.S. CENTCOM, and Samuel J. Locklear, Jr., commander U.S. Pacific. That sounds like there's a military coup going on. What do you think?
Well, let me take a minute here, Stuart, and I sent you an image of a book today. And
yes.
The title is Double Crossfire by Anthony J. Tata. Now, who is Anthony J. Tata? He's a brigadier general. His name is Anthony J. Tata, T-A-T-A. He's U.S. Army retired, and he at one time he commanded combat units in the 82nd and 101st Airborne Divisions and the 10th Mountain Division, and his last combat tour was in Afghanistan in 2007, and he's written a book, and this book, oddly enough, Stuart, you know, I read you a little bit of it. It's kind of a symbolic. In other words, there's an unpopular president that came out of nowhere that wasn't supposed to win that won, and this book is about I guess you could say a coup against this president, and it even reaches the point where assassins are sent in. Now, what's odd, Stuart, I'd like your opinion here, it has been announced that President Trump is attempting to set up Anthony J. Tata, as we speak, behind the scenes, as the new head of the Pentagon to take over the Pentagon and all of those unruly ones that won't follow Trump. What do you think?
Well, that's kind of interesting because Milley just came out and made reference to the fact that these Confederate people were committing treason and he wanted to rename the bases. And, of course, Trump came out, a couple of weeks ago, says, we're not going to name anything. And I want those bases to remain the same. The Confederates are part of our history and they should be remain. So you've got all of this coming down. There's a war. Here's another one. Head of emergency management in Texas says you're going to have to wear your mask inside your own home. So now they're going to evidently patrol your behavior within your own house. How far are people going to allow this medical tyranny, which is all based upon a hoax, proceed? What do you think?
Well, I did see today they had a headline on Fox that this Minnesota, I believe it's the Minnesota governor, the woman.
Yes.
I think that's the one.
Or Michigan.
Maybe Michigan.
I don't remember.
Yeah, maybe Michigan. I can't remember. Anyway, it's the woman that is so against Trump that she had declared a new emergency order that in her entire state, you had to wear, anytime you're in public, you had to wear a mask. And they would even come against businesses if businesses let anybody within a mask in, and the fine is $500 per event.
Yeah, they're totally out of control. One would hope that something would be done about it, but I doubt it. I think the American people have surrendered totally. I want to close with this headline. Linda Howe, for those of you who don't know, Linda Moulton Howe, she's a researcher, confirms UFO crash in Brazil. This has just happened with three entities inside. I just wanted to mention the fact that UFO traffic is increasing around the world, and it all goes back to the Earth changes and the arrival. We're very close to an arrival. Anyway, any last word, Larry, before we...
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. What you just read and Linda Moulton Howe's interview, I watched some of it, and what they said about the three individuals that were in the craft, they are not human. So I would tell people the next 5 months, brace yourselves.
Yep. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and thanks, everyone, for listening. Take care. Heads up.